Hello and welcome to Ears for Dragon, an Aragorn reread podcast. I'm your host, Nick.
I'm Shan.
And I'm Charlie.
Today I'm on summary, finally getting to the battle section of Eldest, which is awesome. It's like, this is the Lord of the Rings moment where there's the huge battle at the end of the movie again. It's pretty much the same structure as it was in the first book, which is fine. I think every teenage author likes to write the
big
battle.
It's a winning structure.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, starting off with the Stormbreak. The Vardin make their first move at the break of dawn as they sneak through the no man's land under cover of thick smoke. Alarms ring as they cross three quarters of the distance. Nasawada shouts a rousing battle cry as the Vardin surge forth. King Orin's cavalry flank the Empire and the armies collide. Aragorn and the Duvrangagada track down enemy spellcasters, and Aragorn shoots them with magic beams and slaughters the troops that they prey. The Empire retaliates with catapults, trebuchets, and ballista to slow the attack. Aragorn takes them down by mind-controlling the men behind the weapons. Next, he engages directly in battle with enemy spellcasters, though they evade him for over an hour with their wiles and cunning. Nasuwada summons Aragorn to the front lines to lead the fight. Alongside his honor guard of dwarves and urgals, they begin to plow through Empire soldiers. The battle takes a toll on Aragorn and Sephira's energy between the fighting, the healing, and maintaining protective wards over other important figures in the battle. Auric, Arya, Nasuwada, and others. Over a number of hours, the unending tide of Empire soldiers begin to push the Vardin back towards their own camp. About noon, the battle looks dire. A trumpet signals the arrival of the dwarves from the east. Led by King Hrothgar, with gold mail and an ancient warhammer, they renew the hopes of the Vardin and begin to change the balance of the battlefield again. Aragorn and Sephira fly off to the Geat River to intercept a ship that was spotted in, just in case it carries Empire reinforcements. In Convergence, we begin with Rorin, brooding on the prow of their ship as they sail up the Geat River. After escaping the Empire ships and landing in Doth, the village of Carverhall replenish their supplies and set sail and oar towards the Vardin to assist directly in the fight against Galbatorix. They hear the sounds of battle in the distance and consider how they've never fought like this before. They're greeted by a mighty wave of air pressure as a dragon and her rider dive through the clouds. It's Aragorn and Sephira! It takes Rohan and Aragorn a few moments to recognize each other with their months of changes. However, they waste little time on catching up. There's more pressing issues to take care of. At Rohan's command, Uthar grounds the ship to provide ballista artillery to the Vardin, and Rohan tells Horst he intends to alter the fate of Algazia. Finally, in Eldest, the chapter of Eldest, we return to Aragorn's perspective as he flies back to the front lines. He meets with Hrothgar and the rest of the dwarves as they push the Empire back. At this point, it's about late afternoon, and some of Angela's less lethal poisons begin to kick in, sowing confusion in the ranks of the Empire. The villagers of Carverhall send flaming bolts over to the Empire camp. Suddenly, an ominous shadow approaches over the horizon. A red dragon with white claws and vermilion eyes, carrying a rider with polished steel armor and a hand and a half sword. The rider casts a spell and fells Hrothgar, as well as overwhelming the energy of the wards of the spellcasters protecting him. Aragorn and Sephira engage the new rider and dragon, but they find themselves utterly outmatched in every aspect. In addition, a pair of powerful spellcasters wreak havoc on the Vardin on the battlefield below. Aragorn takes a risk for a daring leap through the air, slicing open the red dragon's land. After both of the dragons go to the ground, the Empire rider heals the massive wound, showing very little effort spent. Aragorn and the masked rider engage in battle themselves. They are evenly matched in swordsmanship, but with Aragorn's depleted energy, he begins to lose ground. He trips and falls. The rider deflects Zarok to the side and twirls his sword in a familiar way. With Aragorn's last reserves of energy, he tackles the rider, prying open his helmet to reveal it's Murtagh!
Whoa! My god.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Sorry, he slices open the red dragon's what?
Leg?
You said land, brother.
I said land?
Yeah.
I said land afterwards.
You were thinking about them going onto the land, it's fine.
Slices open the leg. It's a terrible move as well. It's so funny. I guess we'll get to
talk about it, but it is crazy that he does that.
Saphira is right.
She's so mad at him. How do we find the battle this time around?
It's fun.
I liked it a lot. It's more engaging than the one at Fathendura.
It's more dynamic, I think.
Yeah, he has more abilities now.
Yeah.
I think it's simply that he has more abilities and he's not just shooting arrows at people.
Yeah, it's also like a planned battle instead of the enemies are pouring in through every little nook and cranny in the cave. So there's like a defined battlefield, like battle front in this. Instead of like a million small ones that he's just like ping-ponging around.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of our issue with the last battle, is that it felt too split up
and too many things were happening.
So many things are happening here, but they're all in the same place, so...
So it's like, I wouldn't call it confusing, but like it's easier to follow and it's more
contiguous.
It's also like the ebb and the flow of the battle where they're like, they're losing and then they're not losing and then... They're really losing. Then Aragorn specifically and personally is losing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's quite good and like really engaging. I think it's the Murtagh reveal. I remember reading it. I know it's not where we're at, but it's like the thing.
It's the thing. Right? It's like, the book.
I remember that reveal.
Yeah.
Reading this for the first time, it was like, eyes bugging out of my head. Like, there's no way, because he was my favorite.
Yeah,
and he was back,
and he's been dead for like the whole book.
And they just reminded you how sad it was that he died and got killed along with the twins.
Yes, who definitely aren't also here. Okay,
let's start with the Stormbreaks.
Yes.
My notes are a little bit out of time because I took a couple of them last night when I was reading it and the rest of them today. So the first thing I have written is not the first thing that happened.
That's totally
my first note, actually. I've written it really small at the top because it's actually about last chapter and I forgot to say it. And then it follows through with the rest of what my notes here are. So last chapter, at the end of the chapter, they were like, we're going to battle tomorrow. And we're not sleeping until, like, after this battle. Like, we are staying up and preparing for battle. Why did he put energy in the fucking stones?
Right.
You need that in your body.
You need that right now.
You're not regenerating.
Well, is he a little bit asleep?
He's a little bit asleep, I think.
He's been in full armor since they got to
campsite. Is sleepy.
Yeah.
And Triana, like, wakes him up.
Is Triana... She's Gonzo, right?
At the end of this? I don't know.
Because... I don't know what happens to her.
Okay, it kind of, the way...
There's like a cutoff message where she's warning Aragorn, like, there's two spellcasters. Yeah, I think the signal cut off.
Okay, I'm concerned that she may have passed away.
She may have. They may have she all may been, have. Like, annihilated, but I thought that they just got too high up in the sky.
Is that how... We still don't know the range on these things.
Well, the magic has ranges, but range. Yeah.
No one except Aramis seems to be able to do it particularly far.
Yeah, it's like his special power.
It's his special beams into you.
My first one is that Carl can run as fast as horses, and I think that's really, really scary.
Oh, so fucking scary.
Carl. My man Carl can run as fast as all horses.
My buddy Carl runs in with the cavalry.
Nasawada is shown as like a pretty competent general here, which is really nice.
She's in there, but she shouldn't be.
No,
I did think it was a really poor choice to have her as a frontline battler, given that she's, like, their sole political leader.
And also, as far as we know, has no skills that would be helpful in the frontline.
And shows up pretty severely injured later.
Well, she leads the charge, and she's really encouraging. But yeah, then she, like, is glossy-eyed really and quickly. Injured and wounded. And says, Aragorn, please lead the front. I can't do this.
Yeah, that's the best move for her, I think.
Yeah, she should have done that immediately, actually.
The Varden as a whole are written as, like, a pretty cohesive fighting unit, which I'm surprised by.
I don't buy it.
Considering
the numbers, like, I don't think they would have won this. Considering the numbers that we got last, like, in the last couple of chapters, I don't really know that they actually had, a popsicle's chance in hell.
These guys are, like, a trained rebellion. They're not soldiers, first and foremost, I think.
No, and it's... Only relatively recently that they've all been in one place at all, anyway.
Yeah.
So they would have been getting, like, disparate training, if they were getting training at all, from, like, different people. So probably wasn't super cohesive. But I guess that doesn't matter, because Smile, they are doing a good job.
They had some element of surprise.
A little, yeah, which is a little bit.
Yeah, through the gross clouds or whatever.
Yeah, this place is just getting grosser and grosser, I think.
It's terrible.
I don't think they should go through that miasma.
Right, it may have poisoned. Like, smoke inhalation's no joke.
Yeah.
It can severely brain damage you within minutes.
But and it's if fine. It's mellifluous, it's like, oh god, it's worse, isn't it?
Yeah, but this one's like solid, so they can walk around it. It's fine. Promise.
It's okay. Probably walk on it if they tried hard enough.
Yeah.
I wish we heard more about Auron's cavalry.
Yeah, I would like to know what the like Sardin army is like.
Yeah.
We don't really get a clear picture of what the Vardan army is like either. Mostly just like Aragorn's little segments and the spellcasters and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think the main like unit we get from the Empire is they clearly have a lot of pikemen.
Yeah, which is great.
But it would be cool to know, like, given that Aragorn was assaulted by some archers a little while ago, the Vardan probably has archers. But like, it'd be cool to know. And not interesting to read in a storybook, I guess. The like makeup of the army. I did think it was interesting that the Empire has engines of war and that the Vardan seems to not have any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, guys, you should get a ballista, at least. And like, catapults aren't hard to build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, they're out there. They're on every ship, seemingly.
Yeah. Which is like, is the Dragon Wing showing up with those ballista the only, like, long-range war engines that they have? Because that's crazy.
Yeah, they should have brought some of them.
Like, maybe there's no trees in Sarda and they don't have any wood.
I guess they're not that hard to build, maybe. But getting them to the battlefield could be difficult.
Yeah, I guess. But they're getting... They're trying to...
But the Empire did it. Way, yeah. The Empire does have, like, 10,000 more people or something.
Yeah.
I would say they have 50,000 more people, yeah, at least. Mm. And that's only, like, soldiers. I don't know how many people... To be fair, I don't know too much about, like, medieval-style warfare and how many guys you're bringing along that don't fight.
Yeah.
Probably not that many, right?
I don't imagine so.
Everybody
especially
gets a
not
spear.
In this. No. Yeah. But everyone's got a big stick.
I did like the stuff that they are attacking with, which is the ceramic... like rounds that just explode when they hit the ground, which is really cool. And then like the barrels of liquid fire and shit, just bombs.
So good.
Heaps and heaps of bombs. Yeah. Which is Donkey Kong is always right. Like his tactics are perfect.
Throw a barrel,
man.
It's never not worked.
Mario.
Set like, that one. Yeah, that times. One guy.
Yeah, lucky you jump, but yeah. Don't worry about it.
I mean, yeah, if you jump or you duck behind your shield.
I had a lot of thoughts on wards these chapters.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
I thought it was all in the first chapter, and then it was even more in the third chapter. I think that he's built his wards in an extremely inefficient way, and he has them on way too many people, and he acknowledged that, but he really shouldn't have done that because it's very stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he walks into battle and immediately feels more tired because he's warding, like, five different people for no reason. Even though...
It's like, Arya can ward herself, first of all.
Yeah, and also, Arya's definitely warding Nosuada, and so are, like, all of the...
All of the Dufranga normal spellcasters, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she's their leader.
Also, they don't seem to work very well because she gets severely injured later.
Yeah, how did she get injured if his wards are active on her?
I think he might drop his wards on everyone, like, later.
No, but
he drops them later. Mm. But yeah, she's injured before that.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, wouldn't... Unless he put, like, a kill switch in there, like, if you take this much damage, my spell will end.
I'm not taking that. That's your problem.
But, like, it would just continue draining his energy until he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she got sliced. He's also just, like, phrased them in a way that I think foolish.
What do you mean? Like, the magic phrasing?
Yeah. So he's got, like, a 10-foot barrier around him, which is massive, and anything that hits it stops dead instead of just being deflected, so it has to absorb all of the kinetic energy from the projectile as opposed to just deflecting it a little bit.
Mm.
And Murtagh's even worse, because he's got a 15-foot barrier.
Yeah, that was... Well, he's got, like, crazy magic for reason.
He's got insane energy reserves, but it just doesn't need to be that big.
It really doesn't.
He's got the energy reserve... We'll get there, I guess. But he's got the evil-type energy reserve, right? I can't quite remember.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
It's not revealed
His
yet.
Whole, like, dark and tragic backstory is next book, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is his current story, but...
There's a lot of interesting magic in here. Mm. Aragorn's using his insta-kill.
I was really surprised he actually used it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just, like... Well, he kills, like, 12 people at once or something. Or just, I think it's a knot of people.
Yeah, just a bunch
Sorry,
of
it's one of the 12 words of death, is what he uses.
He kills that spellcaster immediately, and then there's, like, a squadron that's unprotected, so he just kills all of them.
Which is, like, warfare in this world is so scary.
So scary. Someone could just say something and you die.
These guys have magicians, which is like, it just brings back how bad the Vardhan is about magicians.
Oh, yeah.
Duvrangagada should be your most highly trained, highly protected, like, group, and you should be constantly looking for more magicians, because, like...
Because this can happen.
Because this can happen.
Yeah.
And... like, the other team has better magicians than you.
Yeah, like, if you know, which in this case the Vardhan know, that the opposing spell casters slash magicians, which are getting used interchangeably, mm-hmm. even though for some reason he told us last book they're different.
He forgot.
You know that the enemy has better ones. You should really focus on training what you got.
Right. Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's crazy to me. I feel like they should have been, like, Arya went back. Arya should have maybe stuck around in Dwaldenvarden for like a week and then immediately go back and start training those people. She should have been training them day one, but she's just like, you guys don't know spells? It's like, yeah. Arya, everyone's gonna die. Like, why? She should in no capacity be this flippant about. Like, she shows up to the Resistance and they've got like two magicians who suck. And her response is like, oh, but I'm an elf and my spells are so good and you guys suck at magic. Her response should be, holy fuck, I need to start training you 6 months ago.
Yeah. It's like, just like, it's not like you have to teach. In one of the recent chapters, he mentioned like how only a few of them had any level of like conversational ability in the ancient language. They don't need that.
Yeah.
They
don't
teach
need
them the specific spells.
They just need spells
that they will need.
And like the stretching routine.
Yeah, the rest can come later. Like, they don't need to be able to speak in this language to be able to recite a spell.
Yeah. No, it is ludicrous to me how poorly trained they are.
And if you only teach them the specific spell, then you don't have to worry so much about the twins situation where they were trying desperately to mine for more ancient language, because you just tell them the words you want them to know.
And you also don't have to worry about ones. You don't have to worry about them phrasing things wrong and dying.
Oversight, huge oversight that maybe almost lost them this war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone should have been on this.
And I also think they might all be dead.
I'm a little bit scared
they got annihilated, yeah.
Oh, fingers crossed they just won't.
Hopefully.
Well, because also he starts shielding his mind so much that even Saphira can't talk with him. So they could be okay.
Yeah, I guess
I thought that's because he gets attacked by Murtagh so bad.
Yeah, but he gets attacked by Murtagh so bad at the same time.
He is shielding his mind, right. And therefore even if they're trying to talk to him, they wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
He also does mind control in this.
Yeah, that's fucked.
I think that's new.
It's new and it's fucked. Well, he's never done it before because it's evil.
Yeah.
But before that, there is...
He could have mind-controlled a bird, but he didn't.
Yeah, maybe birds like harder to mind-control because they don't think like people. Right before that, there is that wee section where, Saphira's getting attacked by a pikeman and then the dwarves and the cull together come and, like, quote, eliminate the entire group.
They eliminate them.
And Garsvog and Auric are like, bro!
Good fight!
Good fight.
Which is like, I like that. I hope Auric overcomes his unfortunate condition.
Racism.
Yes. Soon. Yeah. So that they can be friends. Also, Auric is like chest height, maybe, right?
Yeah.
So that and dude these is like twice so their height. Big to him.
So sick.
Love it. But yeah, then he mind controls that guy.
Mm.
Which is like,
I'm surprised. I mean, I guess the magician didn't think he would do that, and it's simply as simple as that. But he's like, I know this guy's warded, but I can control his mind anyway.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
The magicians aren't, like, protecting the guys on the war machines? That's surprising.
Well, they're protecting them, but I guess only from physical threat.
Oh, okay.
Like, they didn't think, he mind controls my guys?
I think they're protecting them from, like, damage, like the death words and stuff like that. But like, maybe it's hard to mind control people, or it's just not something that people do very often because it's a fucked thing
to
do.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it probably just didn't even occur to them that this is like a protection we should do.
Yeah, because also like the mind magic is slightly different from the ancient language magic, and it's all blah 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 blah. So like, maybe they don't even know how to do it.
The fact that there's multiple systems of magic that are ever so slightly different
but have been confirmed
to be different with no extrapolation.
It's so funny to me.
Can we meet a wizard? What do they do?
I would love to meet
a wizard. Out there because you took the time to tell
maybe
me.
Maybe they use magic
But what
items?
Are they?
Clearly witches make potions and poisons.
Yeah. She also does know spells, right?
Yeah.
I think Angela also knows spells.
So maybe, like, okay, so maybe a witch knows potions and poisons, and you have to know spells to be a witch.
I think she does hexes.
Yeah, hexes she knows. Maybe a wizard is, like, a guy who knows how to use magic scrolls and stuff.
Yeah, that's very useful.
And we haven't seen any scrolls, I guess.
Yeah, we don't know if they exist.
We haven't seen magic scrolls.
Is it a magic scroll or just a scroll in the ancient language? Like, yeah. Is there a difference?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We haven't seen much of, like...
Then there couldn't be an elf wizard. Because they would just,
they would just speak it normally. We've seen, like, elves singing magic into things, but not, like, imbuing them with magic to be used later.
Magic items don't really exist. They fill the stones with magic. That's about energy, though, right?
Yeah.
But then he was talking about how the ballista could be enchanted.
I guess the magic bowstring never snaps.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Chris, you have to answer for your crime.
I love being able to be like, okay, there's magic. There's multiple systems of magic. Yeah, okay. You're never going to mention them.
How are they different? I'm never going to tell you how it works, though.
There is a witch. I won't tell you what that means.
Just figure it out through context clues.
There are also, I believe, well, obviously there's shades. They're quite defined.
Yes.
But I think there was also sorcerers. Who knows what they do?
Yes. I think there's also wizards.
Who knows? There's magicians and spellcasters who seem to be just this kind of magic we know about interchangeably, but different words for it, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So whatever a rider's magical dragon bond is.
Yeah, that's different.
And then there's dragons.
And then there's normal elves.
And then the elves have innate magic.
And the dwarves are doing something.
And the dwarves are also, they also have magic. The dwarves have religious magic. The dwarves are doing something as well. We know even less about that.
Yeah, wait, there are dwarf spellcasters, but are they speaking the ancient language? Because that's literally the elven language.
Yeah, like,
And they were there before the elves showed up.
Yeah, and they're enchanting things, like his enchanted necklace.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're making wards with their, I think he calls them magicians. Does he call them magicians or spellcasters?
Someone fucking find it right now.
The dwarf spellcasters.
No.
I can't take it anymore.
What are they casting? How are they casting it?
Maybe there's like a secret cool version of the dwarf language that lets you cast spells.
They just tap into the innate magic differently.
I don't know, maybe they've got like runic magic.
They're praying real hard.
To their real gods. To their real gods. Real.
Oh, the magic works.
The magic works.
The shoe fits.
Yeah, what if they are real and everybody's just being a dick about it?
That's what I was saying, is Aramis was like, well, if we've discovered something that we absolutely couldn't prove through our perfect, crystal clear scientific minds, we would accept the existence of gods. Of course, we've discovered things we can't explain, but that's just because we haven't explained them yet. Like, the gods could be real.
It's a viable answer.
The elves will never admit to it.
No, they're too enlightened.
They're too enlightened centrist about it.
I don't even think they're centrist. They're something else.
They've been centrist for a while.
Yeah.
They were like,
they're isolationists.
No, they went, three of our people died helping you, so we're going to remain neutral in the war until a new person who we care about comes around.
Yeah, we're cutting off all contact.
The political stance is extremely fucked and no one should ever take them as an ally ever again. The most untrustworthy people on the planet.
Yeah, if Arya casts too big of a spell in this during this, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, five magic... what were they who got sent to him? The elves who got sent to him, what were they?
Too many chapters back, we can't check, we can't. I think they were spellcasters.
Probably.
I think they're probably spellcasters.
Well, yeah, what the fuck are they doing?
What are they doing?
They're running here.
They're on their way.
Oh, God, they're going to be late. Shows up to my wharf 20 minutes late.
That's what she said.
Get on a horse.
Like, if you're still alive by the time they arrive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sending these guys. If you're still alive when they get there, they'll help you.
They're weeks away.
Yeah.
And maybe those little ponies are really, really fast.
Yeah, I hope they're not on foot.
Are they isolationists? Will they leave the forest?
The ponies? I don't think that the ponies have a robust or cohesive political system or theory.
They're just following
orders.
They just do what they understand language.
Yeah, so does like a dog. I think the ponies will just do whatever the elves ask of them.
Yeah.
I want to imagine more for them. I want to dream.
Your beautiful world is, you know, I really respect that about you.
I want them to progress their society to the point where they also have the shape-shifting magic, and that we can find out what a pony really wants to be.
Oh my god.
Maybe a bird. They want to go fast, right? That's their whole dream. Like a really fast falcon. Mm. Are you looking to see what the elves?
I'm so close. I'm a chapter away.
Keep talking.
Oh my god, I've been thinking so much about ponies recently because of this audiobook I listened to.
Where All the Ponies Died?
Spoilers.
Sorry.
The audiobook for The Worst Journey in the World by Apsley Cherry Gerard, published 1922.
Stupid name.
From the final Scott expedition with all the ponies. Later on, they got a shipment of Indian mules.
I'm not sure they'll do very well in the Arctic.
They did pretty well.
Antarctic, sorry, I found it.
What is it?
Also, know that I have dispatched 12 of our finest spell weavers.
No!
I hate this fucking book, man. I can't take it anymore.
There's all of this. Why can't the ponies do it? Why not?
Yeah, fuck it, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
The ponies can make it. People, who gives a shit?
The ponies can really, really slowly turn into...
The ponies used to be just elves.
Oh my god.
Good theory.
Ooh, intriguing.
They just chose to be like that.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they don't have any other domesticated animals that we've seen, and like...
We didn't hear... They have, like...
Because if they've got horses, then they can have mare's milk, so they should have dairy. It's not. I mean, I know horses aren't specifically very good at dairy animals. But
yeah, but would they feel like it was immoral to steal from the baby horse, foal?
Yeah, probably. And I guess like just inducing a horse to lactate with magic is probably not very cool.
And if that horse is actually an elf who turned into a horse 300 years ago, it's even worse.
Some really scary stuff happening really scary in the world, Barton.
I wonder, like, a lot of the elven centrist movement comes from them just being like, we're gonna outlive this whole rebellion thing.
I think that's literally it. It's like, none of this affects us because we don't have to leave our little forests.
Yeah. Which is a
bad
statement.
They're really,
really
banking on the concept that Galvatorix can't gain more power or strength.
But that's what he's doing.
They're like, we can hold him out of the forest through our collective willpower now. Like, okay, but you know he's been getting stronger for 100 years and you don't know how.
Yeah.
And he has 2 dragon eggs.
Yeah.
As we've just learned, that's quite important.
And you have 1 dying old man. Sorry, 2 dying old men.
2 dying old men.
Do not erase him.
Yes, I'm so sorry, Galadia. I shouldn't have talked about you like that. Actually, no, they've got that funny teleporting ghost guy at the edge of the forest, so I think they're going to be okay forever.
Yeah, he won't let them in.
No. No, thank you.
Sorry, Galvatorix. Sorry. You don't pass the vibe check.
We don't like you very much. I did find it very interesting that the enemy spellcasters immediately kill themselves the second that Aragorn gets into their mind.
Guess I'll die, baby.
Which, I mean, good tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although...
What else are you gonna... He's gonna kill you.
He is gonna kill you, yeah.
He's extracting thoughts that they're not supposed to kill him.
Yes, which is good. Interesting stuff.
Which he's very confused about.
Well, it's...
He's dumb.
Yeah, he's dumb.
God, it's so obvious.
Like, he wants to grab you and get you.
Yeah, he wants to convert you.
And he knows spells to get you and grab you.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's obvious that I'll never choose to side with you? And it's like, who's talking about choosing?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know that this little vacation has, like, maybe made you too chill, but people can make you do things.
Yeah, especially if they're the all-powerful king.
Yeah, the god emperor with the,
the magical strength to make a week's long vision of an entire army at camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna be able to make you, chill.
Yeah, he can put you in a box.
Yeah. And he can also just say, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm gonna kill your dragon.
Yeah.
Easy. It's like,
he made 12 guys do
this. Yeah. I don't think he made the Forsworn do anything.
I think he made some of them. I think they may have changed their minds.
Maybe like half-half, you know?
Well, to be fair, you have more information than I do.
No, I simply just can't believe the 12 people were that fucking stupid. I think he had to have had something on at least one.
Some sort of magic.
There's a lot of really stupid people out there. Especially when, like, they're promising you extreme power.
And they've got a dragon, so they're really powerful.
Oh, you have one, and all your mates have them.
What if you want more? There's probably a guy out there that was like, I want two dragons.
Yeah.
And Galvatorix said he will do that for me.
Galvatorix said I could have two dragons.
Yeah.
Stand stuff in the doorway.
Well, I mean, we don't know anything about basically any of them except for Morzan anyway. Mm. He definitely chose to join up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's just like a little sicker.
He's just like a little weird with it.
Ooh, I love the kid.
I don't even know the names
of any. I literally don't know another name of any of them.
I don't know if any more are named.
I know of another one, but I've forgotten his name. Oh. And I don't know that they told us about it until Murtagh.
Wow. Oopsies. I'm like, we get a lot of Forsworn stuff in the next book, I think, so maybe we'll learn.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, it's mostly Morzan stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Murtagh knew any of the other ones.
No, we don't get the other guys.
It's like they hung out.
Spoilers. How does Murtagh know Morzan? Wait, we know that.
We know that.
I'll get going, boys. That was an L for me. Embarrassing.
Forgetting.
Yeah.
I forget the different last parentage.
Sorry. There's this little line here where he's like, shall we dance, friend of my heart?
Yes. Oh my god, it's so cute. And then they become a mind-melted killing machine.
And it's really scary. It's and really everyone scary. Is like, wow, that was frightening of you.
Yeah, and she's like crimson with blood.
Mm-hmm. Saphira, you rock so hard. She's not getting a lot. She's getting a lot to do physically.
She's getting injured a lot.
She's very big.
Yeah.
And it's a very easy target. But it's mostly just the wings, which I feel like they probably, I guess, to fly with armor on.
Yeah, you couldn't put armor on the wings.
Yeah, maybe like a leather covering.
Yeah.
Something.
But yeah, she doesn't get to do much decision making in here.
Mm. The dragon fight is awesome.
The dragon
fight is
sick.
Rocks.
Well, he's not really making very many decisions. They're just kind of like both
tearing
of
back
them,
and forth, being superhuman.
Yeah, it's like they received one super order, dragon. Which is kill. Go out and kill. And they just go out, and when they think, I've had enough, we go back in, chill for a little bit, and go back out. Mm. So.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a joint decision, because their mind melded.
Yeah.
That's true, the one guy.
They go out there three times in this chapter.
Yes. I think it's so funny that for a while he's just sitting on her back, and they're not even, like, at the front lines of the battle. They're just, like, all standing there, and he's just not in his body looking for the other guys.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll trust my body with Saphira. She can look after me while I do this.
Just astral projecting out to the other side of the battlefield, huh?
Yeah.
I did notice, again, that she has paws.
Yes.
Love it.
Swiping her paws
and her tail. Her tail's very powerful. She like,
yeah.
It says at one point that she like knocks down a score of men. That's 20 people.
Whoa.
Like, that's a lot.
Do you think they all fell over like dominoes?
Yeah. And it was really embarrassing and they laid down and they didn't get back up.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. To be honest, if I got knocked over, if I tripped in a war zone, I would lie down and not get back up again.
You'd probably get stood on.
You just pretend that you died.
So, it's better than getting stabbed through the head.
Yeah.
But unless they're
those
guys.
I think getting trampled to death is pretty bad.
Unless they've got like some crampons on.
Yeah. Or like the guys who come around after the battle and stab everybody to death. Worst job.
The guys who are wise to your tricks.
Mm. I'll just get under someone. Horrible. Well, that's
just like in Enemy at the Gates.
Oh god, fucked movie.
I think there are a lot of guys here. You know, you could hide under a bunch of them.
Yeah, but people are also heavy. They're also like talking about piles of corpses at one
who's
point.
Who's piling them?
Right.
Who has the time?
Them up with her tail. Right.
Yeah, they're not like
they're
taking
just
breaks.
Falling over
know?
In the same place.
Yeah, like I've taken a mortal injury. Let me jog over.
Let me get into the pile and just make it easy for everyone else. All right, I've got no major notes apart from a ship is coming down the Jiut River. Mm. No way! I wonder who that is.
Well, there's the dwarves marching over the horizon, like the Riders of Rohan or something.
Oh yeah, that's good of them to finally show up.
They got wee legs. Good to go a long way.
Yeah, they're also walking and aren't on any kind of steed, which is.
I think they're probably like jogging.
Well, they
you
don't
know?
Have very many steeds.
No, not at all.
They should have like turned up in minecarts or something.
In cars.
They turn up in a couple of minivans.
Oh my god, everyone's like, guys, what was that? Like, don't worry about it.
We take them out the caves, but...
Yeah, we did invent the combustion engine while you guys were away, but it's no big deal. No, it does mention later, like after Rohan's chapter, that Aragorn runs into battle with the dwarves, and that's a very funny picture to
me. And he's just outpacing all of them, I bet.
Yeah, he's just like light jogging, and they're like...
And he's, like, extra elf fast as well.
Yeah, he's basically, like, walking.
He's dodging arrows fast, apparently.
Yeah, and catching 12 on his shield at one point. Pretty cool. All right, shall we move to Rorin's interesting day?
The first note I have on this is literally, why is pregnant Elaine here?
Why is pregnant Elaine here? Like, I think it says that they left some people in Dar.
That's the thing. It's like, did you seriously take, like, literally, like, a literal the entire village?
Yeah.
You have because you stopped... You. And refueled, and people could have gotten off the boat.
You were literally, you got like a hero's welcome at Dalth. Like, you could have just left the pregnant woman who was with you.
Like, you just simply did not need to take literally everyone to the battlefield. It is not helpful.
No, it's in fact puts you in a vulnerable position.
I've got written here, Rorin can't fucking help himself, and why do the men keep saying yes?
Yeah.
Why are people still following him into, like, the worst danger possible?
That's why it had to be, like, after a while, he succeeded in convincing them, because there's no way you could write him convincing them.
Yeah. He's like...
Because it's insane.
Well, because at this point, they're safe, and his only motive is, I need to kill God so I can get my girlfriend back.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you can go fight the battle. And,
alone.
All the rest of us who just went through the most harrowing journey of anyone's lifetime will stay in this chill city where they like us and want us to stay.
We will not go into a worse area and risk our lives again. Like,
risk our lives for no reason.
I genuinely don't know why they followed him to this. No. And the sailors especially.
My God, the sailors.
Like,
they got out. They're going back. You want to take them back to the Empire?
Right.
They just got out.
Like, yeah. It's cool that Rorin is here and they have, like, him and Aragorn have the little, like, ooh, I see you moment or whatever. But it does not make much sense.
No.
Just, like, from a why would people do this perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought this whole chapter was, like, out of place.
Malfeverell's thirsty for blood. He's been traumatized horrendously.
Also, I'm wondering, like, how close the river is to the battlefield that the ship's ballistas were.
It's right along. It's, like, right beside it.
Yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
A little bit later where, like, the river has turned red from all the blood, like, flowing off the battlefield into it. And, like, there's a section of people who get, like, pinned against the river or something.
Yeah, the Orange Cavalry pushed the Empire towards the river.
Yeah, so, like, it's right there.
Yeah,
but
I can't help but feel like tactically one of the other sides should have thought about the river like, beforehand. Like
support ships. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
It's just this is the river that attaches to the big lake at Dressleona, right? Like,
I think so.
There's boats in there.
Yeah, it is. It also like connects to Cirta's only harbor city, which we were talking about a couple of episodes ago about how Dalth does not look like a harbor city, but it is.
It is.
It is.
There is this city on the lake of Tudorsten.
Yes, Petrova.
Bellatona?
What are you looking at?
That's on the Leona
Lake.
No, the lake near Cirta.
Oh, right.
But I can't tell if... No, that doesn't actually connect. That's just the border looks...
Looks suspiciously
the border
like
looks
yeah,
like
no,
the river,
that lake, now. That lake, following the other side of the border, the river goes down there.
Yeah, but it's
really hard to see.
Yeah, it's just, it's a strange situation.
It's a strange situation.
Also, yeah, like Dressleona is their not Urbana's, but Dressleona is where all their scary guys are.
Mm.
So they like they could have shipped and probably did just ship shit tons of people down this
river is a major trade route, we know that.
So
they're blocking trade routes as well to do this. I don't know, it's just it's definitely out of place. Like, I think obviously he had to get Rorin to the battlefield at a particular time, and the only way to do that would be
this is like the only moment it could happen.
Yeah, the only
as well.
Moment it could happen, and also like just the way that the book's been paced and the way that like their stories have been set by each other. He couldn't have gotten a horse from Dalth or whatever.
No.
It would have had to be a ship.
And also, like, if he just turned up by himself, he'd die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, instant.
Yes.
So,
like, I get it, but it's silly.
I get that it's necessary for, like, the narrative, but it could have happened in a different place.
Yeah, but I simply don't think Horst would have come with him with his pregnant wife.
Yeah.
God, at some point since they boarded this ship, Elaine's only, like, trait is pregnant.
Yeah. And horse only traders. Gee, Rorin, that's
is
a great idea.
Here?
Yeah, horse is here.
Horse is there, yeah. Horse is the one that Rorin talks to at the end, like, I'm gonna go out there and change the world.
You're insane. I thought it was still Jode.
No.
God.
He has talked to Jode, like, Jode's like, Jode says, I've never fucking done this before. I've barely been in a regular fight.
He's been in fights, he's killed.
Yeah,
but
only when there's like two or three guys.
Different.
Yeah, he's been in like a hallway fight with some palace guards.
Yeah,
not like the war.
Not the war.
Insane.
Not EXO's the war. Yeah, he's crazy.
Roran needs therapy.
Roran needs something. Roran needs a swift kick to the back of the head.
Mm.
I can't believe he did this. And also, Horst's response to seeing Aragorn is weird. He's like, a rider, a real rider. I never thought I'd see the day, and much less that it would be Aragorn. I think I'd be more like, holy shit, I know that guy. And not like, wow, a rider.
Wow,
like,
cool. He's a mythical figure. Right, not real.
I think, like, the familiarity of, like, I watched that kid grow up would take precedent over, like, I'm seeing, like, a, I don't know, something I heard about in a story.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that those would be flipped. Like, Aragorn, and he's riding a dragon! Like, you know?
Do you think that Roran and his little advance party told the rest of Carverhall about Aragorn?
I don't, well, Horst knows, because Joe told, like, a bunch of people, but I don't know how many, like, in the village actually do know.
Yeah, well, Joe told the people who were in his office that day.
Oh, Horst wasn't one of them.
Yeah, okay. So, Joe may have been spreading little rumours around the ship, I guess. Yeah, I
just think they didn't really believe him that much, so why would they go and tell everyone?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just been, like, sitting around the fire at night, like, guys, trust me, Aragorn's a dragon rider, and it was like, oh, okay, Jode. Yeah, and I think right after that is when he starts to go, like, berserk mode, barbarian rage.
Yeah.
They ground the ship.
Oh, and
They shouldn't do that.
Let's just park it. Just, like, put it in park.
Just put an anchor out.
Yeah, just lower the anchors.
It's fine.
You're in a river, also. This is, like, a big boat. I don't know how big this river is.
Yeah, how deep this river is, right? Mm. Yeah, it's, I mean, to take a boat of this size, it's going to be huge.
And also, they're using their oars because their sail's still broken.
Mm-hmm.
Not the mizzen top sail.
Yeah, the mizzen sail. The mizzen mast.
Also, like, sailing up river is very, like, dependent.
Yeah.
You'd have to, I don't know, if you get a wind that pushes you in the direction of the way that the river is flowing, it's fucking over. You're going so quick.
That's one of the things that's in the, has been covered multiple times in the sailing book that I've been very slowly reading. I have to finish it, actually. It's due back at the library tomorrow. I have to finish it tomorrow.
Okay, tonight and tomorrow. That's your bold reading.
I have to be really, really strong and stay awake.
I believe in you, dude.
It's just like being on a beautiful swaying ship. It puts me to sleep. But yeah, that was apparently like a frequent issue. Getting big ships from the ocean to the dockyards, getting them up the rivers.
No.
No, that makes perfect sense. You'd have to really get the right wind.
And if you wanted to put them into dry dock, that was really hard as well. Because if you missed the highest tide of the month, you kind of had to get in the morning, have all the water drawn down, do all of your work and then have it come out the same day, or it would be there for a month.
Oh, no.
Or you'd be waiting out for a month to try again.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I don't have to work on a boat. It seems bad.
Yeah, they hadn't figured out to copper the hulls yet, so you had to because your boat just rotted to pieces.
Oh, no.
Also, Roran, in this little bit, he's kind of... His, why I intend to alter the fate of Alagasia.
What do you mean by that? You're shooting some big sticks.
Literally. You're, like, not even going down there.
Yeah, he says, like, you should stay here and da-da-da-da-da. But he doesn't appear to get off
the... No. I don't know. I was reading it that Roran intends to go out there.
Oh, yeah. He does intend to, but I don't... But
we don't know about it yet, no. I guess. Yeah. But, like, does he have... Surely he doesn't have another chapter.
I don't think there's only two left.
Right?
They've he can't be the last on. One.
Quick, someone check the spreadsheet. Also, he laughs and spun widdershins?
Yeah, I've never heard
anybody
that before.
Know what that word means?
Yeah,
I can vision it.
But...
I don't really know what it means. The only context I have for it is that podcast with Tim and Guy and the McElroys, and they talk about Walcott.
Right, yeah, Blart.
He says that in that movie.
Oh, yep.
This Blart is my... says Widdershins?
Yeah, Blart. One, maybe it's not Blart. A character in Blart says Widdershins.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be a joke, but every year they're like, oh, it's nothing.
It's Scottish? in a direction contrary to the sun's course, considered as unlucky.
Sorry, why are they saying this?
You just spin anti-clockwise.
Yeah, he spun anti-clockwise. Well, there's no clocks in this universe. Clocks? I don't imagine that they have clockwork, no. God. That's, like, pretty late stage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm... Roran, I hope you get better.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay for you and mentally soon. Shall we move on to Eldest?
Wait,
we...
one last
Doesn't
thing.
Doesn't he, like, literally get healed by having a wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has a woman and it fixes him.
You should go below decks, said Roran to Elaine. It won't be safe for you here. It won't be safe for her anywhere. Yeah,
why did you bring her?
Why did you fucking bring her?
So stupid.
She's constantly walking around with her hand on her belly.
Like,
to remind
so
you.
We're so pregnant.
Seems like she maybe cares about this baby now, so why did she come?
So bad. Whatever, anyway. I guess we'll find out an inheritance.
Well, first and eldest.
Well, in Brisinger also, because yeah. That's before inheritance. I think that he is in that one.
Wait.
Can't be sure.
No, Brisinger in the book.
Oh, sorry, I looked at the end of book 2, the story will continue in book 3 of Inheritance, but he hadn't figured out the name yet.
The series is called Inheritance.
Yes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I got tricked a little.
Okay. That'd be so funny if no one Carvajal got mentioned at all next book.
No, unfortunately they get mentioned a lot.
They get mentioned a lot. You spend 1 million years on the battle camp.
Yeah, I think that's the boring part of Roran's life.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone
That is
remembers.
Certainly what I remember as being a slog.
Yeah.
Cause this Roran in this book was great.
So much happened.
Roran in the next book, nothing.
And from memory.
Well, he gets his wife pregnant.
From memory, from having put all the chapter titles into the spreadsheet. They get Katrina back pretty early next book.
No.
And then what? And
oh,
then
no.
What, Roran?
There's just nothing to do.
You should just go build
Carnival.
A house, bro.
Go back to Delph.
Yeah, like, set a life up. You don't need to be doing this anymore. Frostar gets...
Sucks, man.
It's They're... like one end of the first chapter of this chunk. Hrothgar's here. Brief
We're
interlude.
Saved.
We're back. It's Hrothgar. He's so happy to see you. Woohoo!
Two pages. And all his magicians.
And all of them, yeah.
It's really tragic for Aragorn to get one last father-son moment in.
He's like, I'm glad you accepted my offer to become Durmgrist. It is an honor to have you as mine kin. And you mine. And then literally a page later he gets lightning blasted to death. Stop doing this to his dad.
So mean.
They do get to fight for like a couple hours together before it happens, at least.
Oh, that's nice. And Angela's poison starts making people hallucinate.
I've got to be honest, I read these chapters 2, if not 3 times, and I missed that.
Really?
Angela's poisons?
Yeah, their efforts were helped by the fact that more of Angela's poisons had taken effect. Full stop. One
yeah,
line.
I see it. Yeah, one line. That's how I missed it twice.
Well, there's a second line about how the commanders are like...
Many of the Empire's officers behaved irrationally, giving orders that made it easier for the Varden to penetrate deeper into the army, so in
yeah,
chaos
well,
as they went.
Sure.
This is just bizarre, because I do remember that, and I just kind of thought they were bad.
That's way
Somehow
funny.
I skipped that.
They got bored
sentence.
And started saying crazy stuff.
I was like, okay, I guess this is a choice, but a little bit weird to have the commanders just get worse at commanding. Whatever, I'll run away with
sleepy.
It.
They were like, it would be so crazy if we lost the war. Oh god, and this...
New dragon.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thorne, I love you so much. I mean, dragon who does, we don't know his name.
Yeah, unnamed
so
red
much.
Dragon.
He's a much darker red than I remember, than like he's depicted on the cover.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
looks
yeah.
cool because
what
that means he looks
described
cooler.
As?
Well, his wing membranes are the color of wine held before a lantern. So
that's cool.
With sun coming through it, it's still like wine
dark,
red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Oh, also, Aragorn eats a horse. Just really quickly.
Yeah, he sucks that thing dry. It's really weird.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
It's because I equated it to being very similar to, like, a vampire.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, what is he's like, sleep, brother. And then just, like sucks the life out of him. Which I reasonable to do when
Which,
you're about to go into a scary fight.
Considering how many horses must be dying around here, he could have been doing
yeah, he
that
could have been powered the fuck
more.
Up.
Constantly.
Also, he earlier talks about how he can't, like, juice out of the Empire's dudes because they have spellcasters, like, like, protecting them. But couldn't you just kill their spellcaster and then, like, they suck the energy out of it?
Yeah, he, like, killed them with a killing word, but he could have filled up his belt.
Yeah.
The energy reserves.
If I was in the battle, I would simply, like, Aragorn, you don't have the technical mind that we do.
He's thinking, like, no, it's too immoral to drain everyone's life force.
You should, like...
You should do it.
Yeah, you should be, like, eating their children. You're at war. This is not good, bro.
You should be, like, magically, mentally detecting the guys on your side who are on death's door.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Them as well.
Yoink. Just a little bit. To
you're
top
dying
no one's
anyway,
gonna know.
You know?
Yeah. Well, like, also...
He's feeling a little bit guilty about killing people, but he's like, we're at war. That's okay now.
So, like, why is this...
So why is this the barrier? Yeah. I don't know.
Also, the enemy has, like, alive horses that you could just, like, slurp.
Yeah, they're probably not... They're horses. They're horses.
Yeah, yeah, the horses aren't being watered.
Who cares? And there's heaps of birds and shit above you. Go get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clouds of war
the
are
eagles,
up there.
The eagles, the falcons.
Get them. Grab them.
He doesn't mention the eagles and falcons again, it's just ravens this time, but...
They realise they were in the wrong place.
Yeah, they're like, actually, that's very scary and we're going to go home.
Hrothgar seems to just, like, have a heart attack.
Well, he gets shot by a bolt.
He gets shot by a bolt and the dwarf spellcasters absorb it and their wards are overwhelmed.
Yeah, and he clutches his heart and topples to the ground like an old man in a life alert commercial.
And the dwarves give a great groan of despair, like, ah, bro. That's it. But like,
he's having a groan. I guess it's supposed to be like a really anguished, like, you know, but pit of the gut kind of sound. But it's like, ugh.
Get up, dude.
Bro, like, he's so dramatic.
You got killed instantly with lightning? Come on.
He killed a couple of guys,
Our
I'm
king
sure.
died, and it was cringe.
It was cringe.
God, that'd be so difficult.
Wait, does this mean Oryk's, like, king of the dwarves?
Perhaps. I think they address it later on.
Yeah. I'm sure this is a secret trick that'll help us later. How did we feel about Dragon Fight?
Cool.
Very fun.
Very cool. Very fun.
Lots of cool, complex dragon maneuvers.
Yeah.
Saphira's just like, in the chat, like, kill yourself, kill yourself.
Yeah, she's like mentally blasting, like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Like, he's literally like, I hope you remember your lessons with Gladia. And she's not answering him, and she's like, traitor, oathbreaker, murderer, I hate you.
With her mind blasting at the dragon.
Well, like, Aragorn can hear it, so it's not even direct.
No, it's like, everyone on the battlefield's like, what was that? Who said that? Also, Thorn is a month old.
He's the baby.
He's like, what do you mean?
Whoa, what did I do?
What do you mean by that? I just got born, I'm
unfortunately,
scared.
Unfortunately, he knows what oaths are.
Yeah. Oh, Thorn, bro. We're going to get you out of there.
Read my tongue.
I will. I definitely will.
Aragorn goes for a psychic attack and Murtagh immediately blasts him all the way back into his own, like, reserves
of
his mind.
He's, like, so strong. He's, like, the line that is, like, not even Oromus could do this kind of, well, it doesn't say psychic blast, but... It couldn't do this kind of psychic blast.
A blast of pure force greater than any even Oromus is capable of summoning. Mm. And then he has to recite a poem about it.
Yeah. He just, like, gets so scared he has to do his little trick. I'm, like, really looking forward to, because I remember the way that Murtagh gets all his power is really fucked and, like, not good for him. And
no.
I'm excited to, like,
it's all pretty evil.
Relearn. Because he's, like, he's massively, massively powerful and shouldn't be.
Mm.
And
yeah,
I'm
we're getting hints of it here that there's, like, multiple spirits in the mind.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's, like, possessed.
His mind contains multitudes.
Yeah, I'm
scores
excited
of
to...
distinct voices whispered in the caverns of his mind, like imprisoned spirits speaking for release.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means. But yeah, getting the details of that is going to be, like, really interesting. And then...
Saphira's doing loops and flips.
Yeah, and then Aragorn's terrible trick.
Terrible trick.
Where he literally jumps off her back and is like, catch me, and then nearly dies.
Yeah. And he yells it as well. Like, if she just didn't hear it over the window,
right?
It'd be over.
Just splats on the ground and she's dead instantly too. The war is completely lost.
Here's the cry from Triana. Aragorn heard Triana scream with her mind, Shadeslayer, you have to help us. We can't stop them. They'll kill all the Varden. Help us. It's the...
Her voice was lost to him as the rider stabbed his consciousness.
I wonder who it is.
Two powerful spellcasters down there, guys.
Who do we know of? And Murtagh showed up. And who disappeared with Murtagh? The clues. This is the job for the PI. Oh
my god, I'm 9 and I'm putting it together.
I did feel very strong and powerful when I was 9 and putting it together. Also, this, like, this...
Sorry, his helmet gets ripped off when he jumps
by the ear, yeah, it does.
Aragorn, why'd you do this?
He's not a smart man. No. We've been over this 100 million times. He's an idiot and he's 17.
Yeah. But this just doesn't seem effective. Like, he's got one slash on him.
Yeah, and then you have to ground and do battle fight. Sorry. You have to do melee battle with this guy.
The gash seems pretty good.
They don't immediately go to melee, actually.
Oh, yeah, they, like, grapple.
He realizes that he's put Saphira at a massive disadvantage, and then she manages eventually to get back to, like, even footing.
They're doing maneuvers.
Twist and lunge until their tongues lolled out of their mouths, their tails drooped, they gave up on flapping and merely glided, and then they land and let the men fight it out.
Yeah. The fight's pretty good.
The fight's good.
He's also, Murtagh is better than Vanir.
This is,
technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, bizarre to me. Well, it's not bizarre. I know exactly what he's going for, but he's being like, whoa, it's like you can predict my every movement. It's like you guys knew each other for a couple months.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that.
I don't think they were doing, like, nightly sparring or anything.
I think they were.
They were, but, like, Aragorn's sword fighting must have changed so much with the elves.
Like, he learned a whole new technique, like...
Bram was teaching him literally exactly elven techniques.
He learned
the
snake and crane dance, I guess.
Right? Yeah, he's the limber now.
Yeah.
Which I guess it does talk a lot about how, like, if he wasn't so tired, he probably would have won. But maybe you should have just eaten a couple more people and you would this wouldn't have happened to you.
Maybe you shouldn't have tried to ward 6 people and going into a battlefield.
Not a genius. A
couple more horses would have done it, I think.
Honestly. Yeah. Horses have a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
Drunk them up.
Yeah. Maybe he just felt bad, I guess. But then he almost dies, so...
Really, really funny that he's just like...
He just falls over.
Yeah, he just slips.
He slips. He yells, I know you! And then he throws himself at him.
Yeah.
Then it's Murtagh.
Oh my
god.
I was gagged by this. Like, not this time around, obviously. Just like...
It's a good reveal.
It's never going to leave me how good that reveal was.
Yeah, it's very fun.
And being like so pogged out that it was like, oh my god, and Murtagh has a dragon! so good. I'm extremely looking forward to the next one.
Reading the book and you're like, whoa. A gold dragon looking at the cover. Whoa!
Wait a minute! Oh, there he is!
No, you're like, wow, there's a new dragon and he's cool and gold. Wait! The cover!
It's gonna be good. Okay, Sean, you are on the next two
Wait,
chapters.
I got one last thing.
Please.
When Aragorn first goes to visit Rohan's ship, he yells out, like, a very fierce battle cry. And then Rohan hears the said fierce battle cry. It's like, oh, it's that cringe shout that Aragorn
makes. I've heard this a million times.
Yeah. He's always attacking me on the farm.
Attacking me during the sweet harvest.
Oh, God. Poor thing. Yeah. He's just trying to get them babies out of the ground.
Anyway, looking forward to the finale.
Final episode.
Yeah. I'm interested in how it's going to be paced.
Mm.
Because it's two chapters with a combined page count the same as what we've just done today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 8 pages followed by 17 pages.
Right.
So it kind of feels like he decided... Obviously, it may not be the case, but it does feel a little bit like it's going to be conclude the battle epilogue.
Yeah,
I think so. Also, I just had a quick flick through and it seems like that chapter is almost all Murtagh talking. So,
oh, awesome. Exposition zone.
Yeah, exposition zone, and then he runs away, and then the book is done, I think.
From memory, yeah.
Pretty excited.
What are the chapter names, Sean?
It's Inheritance and Reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Exciting, exciting.
So I guess he'll talk to Rohan again at some point.
Yes, probably. And Rohan will be like, fuck you, save my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I hate you so much, save my girlfriend, please.
I hate you so much. Kill the Razak, so that I may get my girlfriend back and Bridget might kill me.
Ah, yes, he's not really thinking about it.
There's a lot in store, I think.
There's a lot going on. Aragorn's gonna be like, oh my god, it's tiny village interpersonal conflicts, but like 8 months of it and they've had even less personal space than usual. It's gonna be insane.
You people are dogs. I root plug as usual.
There's so many blood feuds.
Fuck, it's gonna be tragic.
Yeah, they're allowed to have them.
Yeah. It's not...
Well, actually, they almost declared a blood feud based on, like, simple words at the beginning of this book, right?
Yeah. Tensions were running
based
high.
Based on, after the entirety of this book, nothing. Nothing. It didn't matter.
No.
Maybe they got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they got over it because Jesus Christ, if they didn't.
Champion grudge holders, 2024.
Yeah. Found out that Balder has been feuding with that guy forever.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to Ears for Dragon. You can find us on Reddit, Tumblr, Twitter, at Ears for Dragon. You can email us at gmail.com. Write, comment, subscribe, all that gorgeous stuff. And we will see you for the finale next week. Yippee!
Bye.
Right, bye.